Hey Ryan, just wanted to kind of give you a little review, if you will, of a cool new software that's not really new, but I think it's going to be kind of new to the radio production world. And the software is called Sonar. It's made by Cakewalk, and there are several different options you can choose from for this software. Currently, because I'm also a high school student, I'm using Sonar Producer version 6. I was able to buy it from an educational website. What I'm kind of going to tell you about is Sonar Producer 8.5, also Sonar Studio 8.5, and the cost-effective way to do as much as what I'm doing with Sonar Producer 6 would be to get Sonar Home Studio 7. Now, Sonar Home Studio 7 is essentially Sonar Producer 6. Once they upgraded all of the producer and the studio additions to 8.5, Sonar Producer 6 essentially just got renamed Sonar Home Studio 7. The only difference is the amount of tracks you can use. I believe with Sonar Home Studio 7, you can only use 64 tracks. But as a radio producer, I don't think you even need more than, 10. If you're getting really crazy, you might need 20, but you should be able to do everything that you can do in the Producer Edition with the Home Studio Edition. Now, some of the cool things it boosts, it's a really MIDI-intensive program, but it handles audio almost just like Pro Tools would. It doesn't require hardware or an iLock, which is great. You can do real-time processing, or you can just drag and drop different plugins onto the actual individual audio clips and add audio effects in that sense as well. The only downfall that I can think of for this is you have to pay, I think it's about $20 to be able to encode MP3, but that's not too bad considering you pay that for the iLock in order to run your plugins with Pro Tools. So, each of them have their advantages. I like Sonar just because it's so fast and there's no hardware required. A lot of people like the hardware that comes with Pro Tools, and that's just because they're doing, a lot of recording. It's a good balanced input. I'm not really one that would go out and buy something that requires the hardware, because if the hardware fails, then you're screwed with the software. So that's kind of one of the things that I would say about Sonar that's really nice, is it's a software-based program. Other really interesting things about Sonar, it comes with a ton of plugins. You can, in fact, if you have a wave editor like SoundForge or I think it's WaveLab by Steinberg, you can use that with Sonar. All you have to do is click on your audio region and then go up to Tools, and it'll have your audio software listed. Tons of control surface compatibility if you're into the hands-on control. And one thing that I sent a screenshot to Ryan of is this is really cool. If you, I believe this is with all of the versions that are updated now. If you hold Shift X, while you've got a plugin up, say you're trying to maybe add an L3 to an audio clip, but you want to kind of edit that audio clip, instead of closing out of that plugin completely, just hit Shift X and it's called X-Ray. It's amazing. It lets you kind of see what settings you're using, what EQs you're boosting, and it goes into the background, but it allows you to individually edit your regions. Which is something that's really cool. I think you'd enjoy it. I sent Ryan a screenshot, so that should be up on the podcast page. The website is cakewalk.com. I've sent Ryan a few screenshots just to kind of show you some of my sessions, kind of what I'm doing with Sonar. Like I said, I'm using Producer Edition 6 because I was able to get it through a student website. But if you are really interested in it, I would suggest spending, $99, trying out the Home Studio. Check it out. It's cakewalk.com on their products page. You can check out Sonar. They also have a control surface version. This is the hardware version. It's called the VStudio 700. And it's great. It comes with a Producer 8.5, and it's got an audio engine. It's insane. If you are a really hands-on kind of producer and you like the Digi control surfaces and stuff, that might be something you want to check into. But like I said, it's all kind of based on your preference of what you like. I like Sonar. If you're interested, check it out. It's cakewalk.com. And hopefully that was, semi-informative. Check out the screenshots that I sent to Ryan. They should be up on the podcast page. Thanks. See ya.